Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
To practice devotional service in the material world, we have to consider two aspects. One is pure devotional service, which is centered in chanting and hearing about Krishna and remembering him, and the nine processes of devotional service. But until one is on the liberated platform, he or she also has to form part of another system, you could say, which is called Varnashram Dharma. Of course, Varnashram Dharma has gotten a bad name because it has been misused. I remember in perhaps 1977 when the won't get into too much detail about the political scene in India then, but one of the leaders of the newly formed alliance against the Congress Party, which is now the BJP, he held a big meeting, and to sort of symbolize the overthrow of the false domination of the lower castes by the Brahmins, he had some hundreds of thousands of Brahmins come together in a big field, and then he made a bonfire, and they came forward and took off their sacred threads and threw them in the bonfire. And Srila Prabhupada's remark was, very good, they're admitting they're all sudras. So, but it does highlight the problem with the Varnashram system as it evolved in India, that people without qualification were assuming artificial domination over others. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to train devotees to be Brahmins primarily, and to elevate people. He said that, again, it's sort of politics, but he's in the previous centuries, the Brahmins were so strict that if the shadow of a Muslim even touched a Brahmin, he would be considered to have lost his brahminical status. And so Srila Prabhupada commented that actually this increase of numbers of Muslims and partition of India is because of the Brahmins, because instead of welcoming people of lower category and elevating them, they sort of shunned them. And so the real purpose of Brahminical life is to elevate people, to make people Brahmins and beyond Brahmins, Vaishnavas. When I was in Madras, the Chief Justice of the High Court became very interested in Krishna consciousness. He actually wanted to take initiation from Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was guiding me in how to approach him and engage him. And he said, I think he's not a Brahmin by birth. It might have been a Kshatriya. But yeah, we can elevate anyone to the position of Brahmin. And then he said in Madras they had a program where they would where they built nice housing for like the poor people, and they put the poor people in the nice new apartment buildings. And then what they would do is they would leave their nice new place and rent it out, and they would go back to living the way they were, and with the extra money they would buy alcohol and cigarettes and all the things that they were addicted to. So Srila Prabhupada made the point that you can't change someone just by changing his material situation. You can only change someone by purifying his consciousness. And they want to elevate these people, but they don't know how. But through Krishna consciousness, we can elevate people and bring anyone to the Brahminical platform and even beyond, to the Vaishnava platform. So this is our ultimate goal, to become Vaishnavas. And it is helpful for us in the material world to have a relatively stable situation. I mean, there's no complete safe position in the material world. I mean, kirtan is safe, Krishna consciousness is safe, but materially there's no completely safe situation. But Varnashram Dharma, in its original purpose, and it's created by Krishna, Chaturvarna Maya Shrista, Guna Karma Vibhagasa, is meant to create a relatively orderly situation in society. And sometimes, even in the lives of devotees, there's a dynamic tension between the two poles, one in the direction of, you could say, material stability, and the other in the direction of pure devotional service or preaching, because ultimately we're meant to preach, to taste Krishna consciousness and share Krishna consciousness. And we've seen that difficulties arise if one or the other is emphasized too much at the cost of the other. In one situation, I'm just making it up, but you know, a couple may get married, but you know, they have the idea that, you know, Grihastha Ashram is a deep dark well, and they don't even know how they fell into the well, and what they should really be doing is, you know, preaching, serving in the temple, distributing books, and which is good, but you know, you are married and you got married for a reason, and so you have to do justice to your ashram. And then of course on the other side, man and woman can get married and be so preoccupied with you know, earning money and spending money, like the Bhagavatam describes the materialistic householders, that their whole time is spent, the night time is anyway, and the daytime is spent in earning money and spending money. So that can be quite a preoccupation, and one can lose that, you know, the spirit of following the regulative principles strictly, and the spirit of preaching and helping others. So there should be a balance. And the mitras, the mitra system, the mitras, are meant to help us in both ways. The meetings are meant to include chanting and hearing about Krishna, reading together, discussing. Different members of the group can be called upon to make a presentation on a spiritual subject. And so that's very much part of it. Chanting and hearing about Krishna, which is practice for preaching. Preaching really means just chanting and hearing about Krishna with more people. Well, one, it can even be one person. But with people who are in need of being elevated, which everyone is. But also to help us achieve relative stability in our place in society. And as Sri Dham Prabhu said, and as anyone can see, most people end up in Grihastha Ashram. And there are certain challenges that are part of Grihastha Ashram. And as Sri Dham Prabhu mentioned, that Krishna consciousness is a journey. And so we can learn from people who have, you know, tread the same path before us and are ahead of us and experience things that lie ahead for us. And that can apply both in terms of, you know, chanting and hearing about Krishna, the direct purification of consciousness through Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. And it can also happen in terms of our position as brahmacharis or grihasthas or vanaprasthas, even sannyasis. Once Tamal Krishna Goswami was in Mayapur, and you know, he had a lot of responsibilities. He didn't have time to spend without good benefit. So at that time, Indradumya Swami had just taken sannyas. Either had just taken or was about to take sannyas. So anyway, he wanted to meet with Tamal Krishna Goswami, and he said to his secretary, what does he want? Find out what he wants. And he said, I'm taking sannyas and I want guidance from you. So then immediately invited him in and spent like 2 hours with him explaining to him what sannyas life is. So there are always people who have gone ahead of us, either as I mentioned in the direct practices of bhakti yoga, and even in the different varnas and ashrams. And so we can learn from them. They can help us. And we should be eager to have their association. And one other point that's very important in both aspects is that we should be able to reveal our minds in confidence to someone. His Holiness Ratatvaja Swami saw a sign with a saying that really appealed to him and which he's quoted. And the saying is that friends multiply joys and divide sorrows. And that's what friends are for, mitras, that's what friends are for. But they can do that only if we are open-hearted in our relationships with them. Otherwise, it won't happen. So that is very important. That's one of the, or two of the six exchanges of love. Guhyam Akyati Prichati, to reveal one's mind in confidence. So it's very important that we all have someone to whom we can reveal our mind in confidence and who will keep our confidence. And that the mitra system is meant to facilitate it, but it doesn't absolutely have to be done within the mitra system, but it's just something that everyone should have. And it's there's a very beautiful verse in purport in the fourth canto. The basic idea is it doesn't matter what your position is in varna and ashram, but if you're sort of like frank and free in your mood of service and in your relationships with others, Krishna will be pleased. So that's something that we really want to achieve. Honesty. We have to be honest with ourselves first. Not just honest, but intelligent enough to actually identify where we are in spiritual life, and where we want to go, where we want to be, and make a plan how to get there. And then the Mitra system, the Devotees Association, is meant to help us and encourage us to go forward towards our goals in Krishna consciousness. So many of these things are meant to take place in every unit. I mean, the Brahmins are meant to do that in society, the kings are meant to do it for their citizens, and the husband's supposed to do it for his wife, parents are supposed to do it for their children. It's meant to be everywhere. But because of the poisonous influence of Kali Yuga, where we become weak personally, our relationships become weak. And so the Mitra system is meant to create a culture that really is ultimately meant to be in every part of society, every individual and every social unit. So it's really a wonderful arrangement, and it can be extremely encouraging to have that type of association and support. And as Sridhama Prabhu mentioned, the mitras themselves are constantly being trained and learning, and new people are coming to be trained. Dwaita Prabhu and Sita Thakurani Mataji are beginning the process of being trained. And we also want devotees in other places. like Vrindavan, Mayapur. Of course, we do have senior devotees in both holy dhams, and they are helping each other. But that could also be made more systematic. And it's true that we, even Srila Prabhupada, he would repeatedly ask, I want to translate my books, please don't disturb me, inform the GBC, temple presidents, please don't disturb me, let me write my books. So I've also been sort of deputed to write, directly instructed by Srila Prabhupada to write, and it's specifically he mentioned that books should be written about the history of Chukwu. So that's a big project. Yeah, that will take a lot of research, and that will take time and effort. But, I also want to make sure that all Srila Prabhupada's spiritual grandchildren, it was better before, now it's like, anyway, that Srila Prabhupada's spiritual grandchildren are being cared for, and especially the ones that are somehow under my care. Want to make sure they're being cared for, so that's why we have this. So how come this? It was better before he started, isn't it? Wasn't it louder before?
No, even they changed to this, it got better, but now I'm not sure.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, do any of you have any comments or questions?
Do you want to speak about the forms?
Maybe you wanted to do personal service.
That all of your colleagues and godbrothers and sisters in Mauritius, this system has been very, very wonderfully embraced by the disciples in Mauritius. It's running very well. And I think we had a group of devotees coming from South Africa, headed by Swarup Damodarji. And I think, as I understand from Maharaj, they are also very inspired. So I think it is just such a wonderful thing that people in other places also inspired. And there's two more important points about today's gathering, that in this gathering we'll also be giving out forms. Vijay Mataji or Krishna Chaitanya will be giving out forms. This forms is for those who are not yet part of the Mitra program. As we say, we can't really force anybody, but as Maharaj is saying, it is highly recommended that you be part of this Mitra program. And these forms, for those who are not part of it, could be filled in where you have a choice to accept one of the names that are mentioned in those forms as your Mitras, and then through the Mitra board will allot you the Mitra so you can be part of the Mitra program. And it is also a system once in a year where it may not necessarily be required in most of the cases, but for some reason, if there is a need felt to change your mitra, your existing mitra, those who are part of the system, you want to change the mitra once in a year, the system provides you the facility to really opt for a change. Of course, I am sure all of you are mature devotees. I know there has to be some mature, serious reason why you want to change. But yes, that facility is available for you, so that form also can be filled for people who are wanting to change to that form to be filled, and you can opt for the other mitra that you want to change for, and then the board would provide you that facility also. So this mitrosa which is happening every January, it happens once in a year, a large gathering where this facility is given for inducting new people who are not part of the system, and also has been facilitated for those who want to change. So that is also will be the form will be given to you. But I strongly feel that in the presence of Maharaj, all of any one of you or many of you, if you have any questions, if you want to get reconfirmation, some doubts, it is very important that you ask him. Otherwise, it's rare that he's here. Specifically focused program for the Mitra program. He finds it so important that he told our host, who otherwise organized a large program for this particular event, he told that keep this event only for the Mitra. So you can imagine how important it is. Otherwise, our friend Madhukant Prabhu would organize a much larger program and call maybe 10 times more devotees, as I understand. But he said that because there is shortage of time and there's only a few evenings that he had, so he wanted to give this evening especially for this program. So please don't take it. You have a chance. If you don't have a question, it is wonderful. That means all of you have accepted it. I always say when I give a class and nobody asks a question, then there are two situations. Either you understood everything or you understood nothing. in this two scenarios, you don't have a question. So I'm sure it is the first situation. But still, if you want to reconfirm, if you want to have some questions, it's a wonderful forum now where you can ask the question directly to Giriraj Maharaj.
Can we pass a microphone? They're going to pass the microphone.
You may have to come. Yes, you can pass this. Just come.
Hare Krishna.
You're relatively new. You can introduce yourself by name.
My name is Madhulika. I'm attending Sundari Mataji class. Fairly new to all this spiritual process.
If it is off, the mic is off.
Hi, my name is Madhulika. My name is Madhulika. I've been fairly new to all this, following this path. My parents, my mother follow, and my sister, younger sister follow. Maybe due to their influence, I started coming to move temple, and then with the Sundari Mataji association, I started learning bits and pieces of it. My question, primarily you said that when you start your spiritual, you have to baseline yourself. You have to understand what is your current position, and based on that, you need to plan your next set of actions in terms of where you want to be. My question is, being new, how we analyze? Because we are not coming from the system. We are totally materially influenced. Are we the right judge? I think it's better that someone else judges and then guide us, instead of we deciding that where we are and where we want to be, that person.
That's a good question. What I said was more for people who are already in it. Otherwise, in general terms, Srila Rupa Goswami has outlined the different stages of Doshraddha. That means there should be some preliminary faith and attraction, which you have. Then Tata Sadhu Sangha. When you have that initial faith and attraction, then you begin to associate with devotees, which is what you're also doing. And then Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya means that you take up the practices of Bhakti Yoga. And within that stage of Bhajana Kriya, Srila Prabhupada usually places taking initiation. Bhajana Kriya can span quite a distance. And so I think just in broad terms, you've like come to Bhajana Kriya, you're in the maybe beginning part of Bhajana Kriya, and this is meant for you. I mean, it's meant for everyone, but it's also meant for you. Yes, Ganga. Should we establish in Mayapur even though there are very few disciples? I think it'd be good to have something. I mean, it's somewhat seasonal. I mean, the high season there could be 8 or 10. But I mean, it's a special case, and so we can discuss that, you know, with Srinam and Kishori and see how to sort of connect you with the system or how to establish some sort of system there. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, now because of some situation, we shift from Bombay to Vrindavan and then. So how should I coordinate?
Yeah, you're also in the category of special case. And Srinam and Kishori will also be meeting with you. I'll also be there to see like what would be the best arrangement for you to proceed.
I'm from the Mitra group of Nama Mataji, and everyone in the group has voiced this concern that because Nama Mataji is based out of Surat, so we are unable to meet as a group, as a Mitra group, on a regular basis. So I think it's been almost 3 to 4 months that we haven't met, and this is a serious concern that everyone has raised, but you know, we're unable to voice it. So, we seek your guidance for us.
Well, we did have a meeting about this. I mean, we had a meeting of the Mitras a couple of weeks ago, and we did discuss about Nama having enough time in Mumbai and enough facility in Mumbai to be able to effectively spend enough time with her mentees. And can you or Vrindavan Bihari tell us what the conclusion is? We need a Mitra system for the microphone. Well, but they won't hear you. Is that one working?
Vrindavan Bihari from
this works.
Come here. Stand up and face everyone.
Namo Mataji, we have made Naveji making arrangement in ISKCON guest house whenever it is available. Otherwise, we can make alternate arrangement at some devotee's house or in Bhakti Vedanta school where she can conduct the program. If she is not getting a room in the temple, then we make an alternate arrangement in the Bhakti Vedanta school.
So how often will she come?
15 days or 20 days.
Once a month?
Once a month.
Is that enough? It'll be a lot better than what it's been, I guess. No, speak.
Can we discuss it offline?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Kishore is saying you all can have your meetings in different devotees. Well, we need to discuss this. That's true. You need to make some arrangements. Banguni, did you want to?
Wait.
Did you want to?
Yes, one more important thing is that, you know, why meetings are important and they really contribute to the relationship building. Hello?
Hare Krishna. So while I definitely understand, we all understand that the meetings are important, where we meet at least a fortnight or at least once in a month, but the major factor which helps is the one-to-one relationship, which is not necessarily hampered even if there are no meetings. For example, I've been serving as a in this capacity for almost 2 decades, and I have many of my friends who are in Mumbai. They go abroad, and you know, we still have a relationship. I mean, you know, we still talk. So I, what I'm trying to explain is, while meetings are important and there must be some continuity, there must be some regularity. But if I'm allowed to give a percentage, we can give a weightage of say 20% to the meetings, but 80% is the one-to-one relationship between the mentee and the mitra, which is also to be developed and which will be very, very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. My question is, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matra Spashas to Kaunteya, Sitoshna Sukha Dukhadaha, Agam Payos Nityam Satam Stikshva Bharata. So when the word comes tolerance, it is coming from your mitra, like you have to tolerate the sufferings or the situation, which is, the instruction comes, we hear also, but to get into that practice, you know, that becomes very difficult. And that suffering is always, you know, you chant, but in back of the mind you have that problem, which is, you know, bothering you. So in that case, how do we form our base so strong in spiritual?
Well, one, did everyone hear the question? Is anything coming out of mine? Hare Krishna. How can it work 1 minute and not the next? Hare Krishna. So she says that the Bhagavad Gita says that we should tolerate the dualities of material existence. But sometimes it seems hard to tolerate. So how can we tolerate? Well, it's easier to tolerate when you know you have no choice. But a lot of the time, we don't know whether we have a choice or not. So that should really be examined. You know, there's a sort of famous prayer, something like, God, you know, grant me the tolerance to endure what I can't change, and God, grant me the courage to change what I can change, and God, grant me the wisdom to distinguish between the two. So I think the first step is to examine, can I change this or not? You know, you might be tolerating something that can be changed. But then if it's understood you can't change it, then you have to tolerate it. Like, it happens a lot. It's an extreme example, but I'm going to use it because it is an extreme example. But it often happens at the end of life that people naturally are trying to find a cure. But they may come to a point where they recognize actually they're not going to find a cure. And they are going to be leaving their bodies. And when they actually accept that and don't try to deny it or fight it, then they see things differently. You know, they can actually focus on preparing themselves to leave their bodies and attain their ultimate goal. But then again, you know, they may not be at that stage, and you know, they shouldn't give up when there's a chance that they could get cured. So something like that. You have to really assess the situation. Yes?
So, like, if you are suffering in that problem, and the material anxiety is still continuing in your mind, your consciousness, and then you are leaving that body, on a, like, you are a practitioner, you are a sadhaka, but if you are leaving your body in that anxiety, will you get the ultimate goal of your life?
What anxiety?
I mean, suffering is always there. You cannot get that bliss of transcendental bliss until and unless you are fully conscious or pure devotee. But when you are leaving your body in that suffering or anxiety, which is, you know, part of your mind intelligence and false ego, so is that suffering, which is, you know, connecting you towards Krishna, will give you the ultimate goal of life?
Well, if you're absorbed in Krishna at the time of death, you'll reach the ultimate goal. It doesn't matter what's happening with the body. It's between you and Krishna.
Guru, regarding a question, the point which needs more clarification, that where is the concern? Is satisfying the situation, the tolerance, or just taking it as a unsatisfied with the situation. There's some grievance with Krishna in the mind. All the practicing, but there's some grievance of the satisfaction.
Why don't you try to answer that question? You're saying that if you're in a situation you don't like, that you blame Krishna?
All the practicing. Yes, because of certain things which are beyond our tolerance, we don't feel that I am able to tolerate. We feel I am getting some injustice, or I am not getting proper reflection, and the mind is aggrieved. So then what will be the destination of?
Well, I suggest that you read the teachings of Queen Kunti. You'll get the answer there. Hare Krishna. So, do we distribute the forms now or at the very end? Very end. So we have Artina. So, Madhukanta Prabhu, I think we can have the Arti now, and then we'll distribute these forms. And I guess you'll be serving prasad. And in the meantime, we can meet with some of the special category people. all right. Very good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.